beforehand, he had a story. This is Shmuel Shmuz, Rambaru earlier. Come to Yosef, and Yosef tells them, he catches one of them with the gviya, he puts the gviya into their bag, he catches one of them with it. Nazbiya is his thing that he taps. No, it was before that, we're holding before that. That's the end of the parasha. In the middle of the parasha, so the Maisa, he sees them and he's married with them a little bit cautious. He tells them, the kind of Meraglin. So he tells them, listen, I don't know if you guys are Meraglin or not, spies or not, but I want to test you out, test your wheels. I want you to prove yourselves. So what you should do is, first he says, test and one, and then leave everybody here. And then he says, you know what? If the third dose of you, I'm here, right? In Cain or Atem, let one of you be, it should be Esim, and one should be, you know, locked up over here, held prisoner, and all of you go back to your father's house, and prove your words, prove your truth, prove that your words are true, by bringing the youngest brother or the other brother that you mentioned is at home. So really the pasuk transpires here, which needs it's a tremendous chiddush, which we don't find or mention only in the story of Yosef. But the brothers come along and say, "Vayoymru pegman beis brother chafal v'meridig a pasuk vayoymru ish alochiv." One brother says to the next, "Avol Hashem anachnu." Avol Hashem anachnu alachinu, we are guilty for our brother Asheroinu tzoras nafshoi bizchanenu eleinu lelo yishamonu. We saw the pain, we saw the anguish, we saw the hurt, we saw the distress of our brother. Lelo yishamonu bizchanenu eleinu lelo yishamonu. He marched with bizchanen to us lelo yishamonu, and we did not hear it. An unbelievable zaf. They say we saw the tzara, why are we being punished now? Why is this such torture, such terrible tidings happening to us? Such bad things happening to us. Why? To the brothers. You know why? Because we saw at the time when you know why we have terrible problems, because when we take our brother and selling him, we didn't listen to his cries. We were mercilessness. We were not hearing. We were not listening. We were not open to hearing his terrible cries. King Boyle and Latsarazo. Respect the Ramban. Tell the Gazach. What's going on? Why didn't they mention it over earlier? Anybody know the story of Yosef? Have you looked through the story of Yosef? Anywhere in the story of Yosef is it mentioned that he's crying to them, "Please don't sell me. Please don't sell me." You don't find such a story. It wasn't mentioned earlier. Why not? The one shot is, says the Ramban, with teva, normal. Teva that happens, but the Torah doesn't have to tell you. Of course, brothers being sold to some Arabs. 10 brothers take a brother, they sell to Arabs. Anything but those smelly Arabs, you know. No, that's what I mean that, but I'm saying, but this time he's being sold away from his house, sold down to Egypt to do slavery. Of course, he's going to cross. The Ramban says the Torah doesn't have to mention it. With teva, nature's way. And Mela, of course, that's what happened, and of course, that's what transpired, and of course, we don't have to mention it. It כי בציץ חול אור אור ובואי לא יודע לחול אור אור ויספיע בחי אביהם ישפיע אביהם יש כל שיהיו חול חצו נאו שמי מול זה נדוע אני כאן את זה ימצאו הוא עשר וואתי מקצו את סוכוינום אוי זה אבקו את Now let's go about stop first. That was a tremendous chiddush. It's not mentioned, but it's already mentioned because it's clear that it happened, and it's clear that it will happen. And we don't have to mention it, or we don't want to harp upon their averus and a mela. We don't harp upon their bad things. Lamaisa, but lamaisa at the end of the day, which Rabban mentioned earlier, l'chayev you would air pass around the Shabbos microphone, and we ask this question on Shabbos or during the week, and we ask the question of the week with the regular microphone. We ask you, why should the brother be punished? So everyone would say, what do you mean? They sold their brother Yosef. Of course, what do you say? Yeah, of course, they sold their brother Joseph. That's what they're being sold. Everybody would say that. Of a state of Ramban, the brothers realized that such a punishment can only come because Choshulim HaZorias Lodesh Go Yosef and Hamachira. When was hard on the Mechir, we said they came out to Egypt, they felt to the Achzorius that they didn't listen to what he said to say, they didn't listen to his cries. That was a midah much worse than the Mechir. The Mechir they held, they had to be sold, that's he's supposed to be punished, he's supposed to be killed, so instead we'll sell him to slavery, that'll be a cover, whatever it was, okay, they were wrong for selling him, that was also wrong. But they, the brothers realized that took the pain, such sorrows, such anguish that we have today, can only, the suffering that we have can only be because of the suffering that we didn't listen to Achzorius, the cruelty, the way we behave cruel to our brother. And they stopped the Ramban, they held that was much worse than the Atzimachir. Unbelievable Zach. I think I heard it, I know it's my own prayer. I wanted to tie it down another part. The pshat is, the reason why I saw this in Sefer, it's not, it seems to me, look, that I saw it somewhere, I heard it, but another, how to answer other kinds, we mentioned before, is that it could be that the Etzem, Shas, they were involved in the Mechira, they were so involved in their minds, they probably didn't hear it. A lot of the time was, why don't you hear it? But they were so involved, they hold they were so right. But now, when they start to mishar it a little bit on the whole Maisa, and they realize they were wrong, so now it could be at this moment, especially when they start to feel the pain, so it could be in the back of their mind, now they relive the scene. They were going back and doing a judgment of the scene now, of why they were mishared, and it could be now they heard it, Rabbi Yisrael. But they didn't hear it before. Sometimes a person goes through a Maisa, and he doesn't really realize what's going on. But later on, now when they went through the whole thing and they were going to do it, they were now doing a tshuva on the Maisa Mechira, they really heard. And they realized how stone-faced, but you want to see what stone-faced is, just come by Shabbat, the more you know what stone-faced is. How stone-faced where they were, the different shmuz, you have to get there in the midst of Hashem coming up, stay tuned, Thursday shmuz. I'm just going to sit here, that'll be the shmuz, I'm going to move my lips. I'll imitate chocolate. Anyway, the kids are, but moving right along, but I said the Yisroel Hadvarim is fascinating. According to the Rabbah, say something so fascinating. But if you go around the room, you cook to everybody. You go outside now, ask them to speak. What a terrible part of us that have suffered so much. They went through all that pain and anguish every time they went out to Egypt. Can you imagine a person going back to their father again? And first of all, going to Egypt and being called spies. Which, Lamaisa, it was a foreign land, but it's like, we don't have to imagine so much, but Russia, we know what's going on now in Japan with those three men, a couple of them were already sent out, but people are dying for them, and we know what's going on. A person called a spy, a person being caught by the authorities of another country, but it's like, how dangerous and how scared and worried a person could become, such a matzav, but it's like, what's going on. That's one thing, but more than that is, that they have to go back to their father, but he had another son. Imagine, first of all, they're caught with goods. You know, be caught with goods. We don't want to get in. We don't just put them in a little, you know, a big, nice, fancy 7-foot, you know, villa, 17-story villa with a swimming pool in the backyard to rest over there. You go into a jail, and you know, you're sakonis nefesh. You know, who knows what's going to happen to that? And they took Shimon, and Shimon was lelenehem. He put them in. And then one Shimon was now going to be suffering in some cell with some dirty, who knows what, all these Egyptians sitting there, you know, smoking, nargilas, you know, smoking whatever they're smoking up. And he's sitting in some jail with them amongst these people who are not anti-religious, anti-everything. They're not too keen of Jews. And the jails, of course, are not known for the best characters hanging out in the jails. So the mice, at the end of the day, he's going to be put over there. And here they are. And now it's back to the father. Can you imagine? The first time he came back, they saw his father's face. Hele Yaakov, you know, who they admired and they loved it. Okay, they had an argument with Yosef, but their father, how much pain they had, how much, we said they wanted to chew with it, so they came down to Mitzrayim for the whole purpose. See, bring back Yosef to revitalize their father's life. Here they come back, not only not with Yosef, they got back with another guy, another brother. The pain and the anguish, you have to go back and travel all the way back, but it wasn't like, let's get on a 407 bus down to Egypt. The amount of camels and days traveling with Boisai. And thinking of going back to the father without Shimon and Boisai. The father, maybe in the back of his mind, still was hoping maybe they'll come back. But here they're going to come back without Shimon. The pain, and I have to tell the father again, it was the anguish and the pain, the suffering. What's it all for? Pass around the microphone again. Well, they sold their other Rabbanei. You know what it was for? Because they heard someone crying. They heard someone begging them. They heard someone really getting down his knees and begging them. And stone faced. Shach was in the look. Stone faced. No listening, no feeling. No Zokdun Ramban for the miser of Achzorius for being so cruel. To hear someone crying like that. Someone begging on his knees and begging. Find some other thing to do, but listen to the cry of our son. Bitzchano eleinu, Asher Inu to us now. V'loy shamanu. It could be even more than that. They could have even spoken to him. They didn't stone face. They didn't hear what he was saying. They didn't hear what he was saying. They didn't hear his tears. Maybe they could have said, "We're sorry." They could be. Imagine if the person doesn't knock doctor. I don't think we had to do anything. But they didn't even hear. They didn't react to his begging of mercy. They didn't react to the begging of mercy. They were, like we said, they were merciless. They didn't care about his mercy, begging for mercy. Mimelo, that's what pulled down all the sorrows that they have. And this is the Yisoyed HaGadol of Boisai. A person has to know that when a person has to know that when he has suffering in this world, no one should have a beer, but all the suffering, what it did. In honor of the Chaver, he's on the top of the list, especially when a person's cruel to somebody else. Cruel to people, cruel to friends, cruel to people around them. A person acts cruel, because Baruch acts cruel, Mida Kenegan Mida. That's the story of Boisai, because Mida Kenegan Mida, that's a good Baruch Hu. If a person's a cruel person, you're going to see that people are going to be cruel to him. Why all of a sudden that this thing happened? This guy went to this orphanage, and the people were so cruel to me. I went on a date, and this person was so cruel to me. I went on this, I went to the fire, but it was cruel to me. This guy, I went to ask him something, he was cruel to me. Why? Try to figure it out. Maybe it's because I didn't have him shackles, I didn't have him late. Maybe it was. That's not the meaning of the Mida. The meaning of the Mida is if you were cruel to somebody else, his brother's knowing, he sets his shluchim of this world to be cruel to you. You're getting cruelty. Because you were cruel. They should have consented at the end. What did they beg? But they were cruel, even though they held he was a roide. But connected midas achzuriyusai. they understood the Midah Kedah Midah. This is unbelievable. The people wonder why people are cruel to me. This is cruel, that's cruel, that's cruel. Some way you're acting cruel to somebody else, and some way somebody's asking you to help them, somebody's involving you and you're not responding. Somebody's asking you, it could be in many different ways. The person has to think of the, that's what the goddess of the Al Akhir is sat down and made a cheshman on them. But that's the material something bad happens, you make a cheshman on them. But you saw that one, there's a person who feels there's cruelty, something happened. But Moshe Feinstein, the Tzad of the Kosh, the Bracha, said that he basically was Zohar to live a very long life, he didn't have Yisurim, basically. It was because he tried his whole life. He never tried, he doesn't remember ever in his life that he really ever hurt anybody, at least consciously. One time I remember when he was, they say when he was having his pacemaker put in, when he was older, he went to his cheshbon HaNefesh trying to figure out what was. He says over in one of the books, I don't know, book one, book two, that says over there, they said that when he was a youngster, he thinks that the reason why he's having this pacemaker put in, but he remembers that he was a young kid, so the Rebbe called, there was a question in the class, the Rebbe called on him and his friend, and each one gave a teretz, and the Rebbe liked his teretz better. And he felt a little bit better than his friend. It could be even inexpressive, he was a chutz, but it felt like a little haughty. These are madreyas of tumas, so because of that, he said he felt that's why he had to suffer with the pacemaker. But any suffering in life, everybody has to know, comes that we intentionally, unintentionally cause suffering to other people. We might be think we're right, we're doing it. They thought they were right. What do you want? Come on, Rabbi. This is a very, very serious move. Very difficult for me. What do you mean? The brothers thought they were right. I'm not talking about it. I tell this guy off, I'm 100% right. I'll even prove it to you with a Mishnah Berurah. I'm foolish. In the Mishnah Berurah, it says it. So that doesn't mean that how you say it, and what you want to say to him, and how you're going to act to us in, and how you're going to do to it. It's very nice it says in the Mishnah Berurah. But Lemaisa, does he feel that you're giving him the right of day? Does he feel you're acting cruel towards him? So what, you're right, but you should be get the first portion of the meal. Does that mean you have to do a Leman Achai on him? Leman Achai bear hug? It could be you're 100% right. The brothers felt they were right. It could be they were right. They were wrong. Whatever it was, they held up each day and they were right. He was right there. But it doesn't make a difference how the cruelty, the way you do it, but it's not only what you do. Sometimes you write what you do, but the way it's done, if it's done in a cruel way, a way that puts somebody down, a way that affects someone's and his feeling, the voice like shtei toch in Ramban. So these persons are really this and that. Why? It could be that in some ways there's certain type of things that he's doing that's taka. It could be with parents, he's acting to his parents, he's acting to his friends, he's acting to his relatives, he's acting to who knows what. But Rabbi said, Abe is a meter, a chzori is there present, a chas v'sholoi, meaning that you meter, there's more acts that we want to pass out. So the Pusha, you know, the Chavir is a scham a chayim us. We know what we're doing, and if we know what we're doing the right thing. But it also has to be done, the way we do it has to be in ways that promote achdus, promote rachamim, meters of rachamim, promote understanding, promote working with people, and the Eza Hashem is born of the schools that were merachim on others, called merachim on abriyas, which brought merachim on leinu. A valid prayer doesn't mean the person has to do, you know, the guy's doing the wrong thing, morality, you have to teach him. You have to know how to do it in the right way, and have mercy on the abriyas, but it's trying to retire them, to toiru, to retire them, to avoid them, to retire them towards Avinu Shabbat Shemayim. The schools that merachim on abriyas, the zirach, the merachim on abriyas, the merachim on abriyas, the merachim on abriyas, bring down Shir Sitainu and Nehu.